We've been working on Bein Adam L'Chaveiroi. And this is really in Yoni D'Yayma, getting ready for Shavuos. This is man when Klal Yisrael, Vayichon Sham Yisrael, Neged Ahar. Klal Yisrael got it together. And there's something that I'm really going to enjoy. It was a tainug to get into the sugya. It's a tainug to give it over. There's something here that I want to talk about today, which is not your everyday Bein Adam L'Chaveiro issue. You know, when we think of Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, we think about saying one-liners or being insensitive or things like that. But I want to talk about something that's not talked about enough. And the more you're aware of it, you'll see this is an incredible tool in life. An incredible aspect of our existence is a Tzelem Elokim that we don't use enough and we don't use well enough and we sometimes abuse. There's a concept in the world called body language. Body language, you know, you give your kid a gift, right, for their birthday, and they're like, thank you, right? So they say, what? I said thank you, right? But their body speaks volumes. It's very clear what they are thinking at the time. Body language is something that a person, according to the Torah, is responsible for and can achieve so much with and could destroy so much with. And it's not our whole body, even though we could do jumping jacks and we could do a lot of things, but body language, essentially, according to the Torah, is in one area, and that is our faces. Our faces. In fact, the thing that really separates us from the animal kingdom is that all of us have different faces. If we were to take monkeys in the zoo, right? So I'm sure the zookeepers know that one's Danny and that one's Sally and that one's Bracha, whatever they call them, right? No, nothing against Brachas. So you guys. But that one's this, that one's that. But essentially they look the same. And dolphins in the aquarium, they essentially all look like dolphins. But if you're like a big mumche in that one, so maybe, and they have tags, you can figure it out. But really they're all basically uniform. The only being in the world that has something that's unique to it is the Tzelem Elokim, the human being. And from here down, we could all look like other people, right? You don't need some sort of stunt double from here down. It could be anybody. Anybody could have the same build as you from the bottom. But the face is the place where the Tzelem Elokim comes out. And really, the word panim, which is face, and the word pnim, which is inner self, are the same word. And sometimes, without saying anything, we can give over a certain feeling of how we're thinking with the language of our face. With the language of our face. And there's a Rambam. You guys know that I don't like talking in outer space. It's a Rambam. The Rambam says you're responsible for your face. Says the Rambam in Hilchos Deis in Perek Aleph, when he talks about a totally balanced individual who's balanced in all of his midas, he says, Lo yehe mohulol v'sochek, you can't be like one of these carefree surfer dudes. V'lo atzav v'onen, you can't be a depressed person either. You can't be like, everything is just all good, right? That's a mohulol. And you can't be like, everything is awful. I'm about to die at every moment. You can't be either of those. Right? The Rambam says you have to be normal. Ella, sameach kol yamav. This is a beautiful part of the Rambam, which I do not have time to discuss. You have to be happy all the time. One day, we'll discuss that. Ezer Sashem Yisbarach, pli neder. Binachas, besever panim yafos. It says in the Rambam that every person is chayev to have a default of sever panim yafos, which means their face looks like they're in a good mood. They seem to be doing great. That means your face you're responsible for. You would say in the Rambam, what does that have to do with balance? Balance is how I'm feeling inside, not how I look. And the Rambam says it again in Perek Beis, Halacha Zayin. He says you shouldn't be a bal schok, lo atzav va'onein, el sameach, you should be happy. And then he says, "Vitzivush lo yadam paritz b'schok." can't be like carefree. Velo adam is babel elo mekabel kol adam besaver panim yavas. Here the Rambam says even more. You have to be mekabel others with a pleasant face, a saver panim yavas. That means we are actually responsible for our body language. And the truth is, our body language causes so much, so much. You know, it's very difficult. You know, I've noticed, you know, especially, let's say, in my position, right? Let's say I'm having a toothache, right? We shouldn't have toothaches, but you have a toothache, right? And I'm going around like this, right? And a bachur will come over to me later and go, Rebbe, what's your deal? Why do you have to look at me that way? I'm like, what are you talking about? Rebbe, I passed you in the hall. You went like this. Right? These things happen, Rav Osai. These things happen. Sometimes it's even more complex. One bacher can come into the room and tell me a terrible thing, and then one right afterwards wants to say something, wish a mazel tov to somebody. And you automatically have to change your face. Well, wow, he's not happy that David became a chassan. Look, he's even crying about it. Right? But he doesn't know what just happened in the room before. But the answer is no. Your face is the way you communicate to others. And Rabbi Yisrael Salanter said an amazing thing. It's better in Yiddish, as things usually are. I'm going to translate the Yiddish. Rav Huttner loves saying this over. It's brought in a sefer called Shimush Chachamim. He says, when a mensch goes with a shvera heart, right? He goes with a heavy heart. He's a bor b'rishus hayachid. It's not good to ever be heavy. So he has like a pit in a rishus hayachid, meaning in his own property, there's some major problem. There's a ditch there. Don't fall in. It's scary. It's a bor b'rishus hayachid. But he says, when a mensch walks around with a shver upon him, with a face that's disgruntled, that's upset. So he says, he's walking around with a bor b'rishus harabim. He's causing danger to everyone around him. Fascinating. According to Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, and I would like to say it's a Rambam, a person has to realize that their Bein Adam L'Chaveiro is that this is how they communicate. And this is a huge yisod in Shalom Bayis. It's a huge yisod in parenting. A lot of times people don't realize why their kids are not attached to them, or why there are issues in Shalom Bayis. And a lot of times it's just because your standard face is like this. How was your day? Fine. Did you enjoy it? Yes. And they really did. But they're living. The kids are living like, get me out of here. What's going on? And it's something deeper. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? It says by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? That Ki Ba'or Panecha Nasata Lanu. Hashem, kiviyachol, has a light that comes out of him. Hashem doesn't have a face, but Hashem has a way of shining himself. We shine ourselves towards people. We shine ourselves. Or we could take away that light. And a person is responsible for it. And this Meiri is worth a few million dollars. I'm giving it to you for free because I like you guys. And I got it for free, so it's not fair. Why should I charge? It's on the shelf. This Meiri is worth a few million dollars. This is Svasayim Yishak. This term, saver punim, right? We love words. What does it mean, mekabel adam besaver punim yafos? What does the word saver mean? The word saver, I mean, we know in learning there's something called a svara, right? When you say a svara, oh, it's a good svara. A svara is a certain logic, a certain explanation. Says the Meiri, what is saver punim yafos? He says the following. He says this in Avos Perek Rishon, Mishnah Tesvav, on heavy mekabel is kol adam, besaver panim yafos. You should be mekabel everyone with a saver panim yafos, with a happy face. She'afilu lo haya libcha sameach, even though you're not in a good mood, says the Meiri. Hera atzmacha lefanov, kisameach al biyaso, you should show a happy face that someone comes in front of you. Until he's soiver, he thinks, soiver is to think, he thinks that you're happy to see him. What's the Meiri saying? He says that what everyone's walking around with a load. And we tend to forget that other people are reading our load onto themselves and saying, he doesn't like me. He doesn't like anybody, right? And if they, you have to give over an image that someone should be soiver, should think that you're happy to see them. That's called sever panim yafas. Panim that communicate. Sever is to communicate that the panim yafas are giving an impression, it's great to see you, right? It's not like, hi. Like, I'd rather be lying in needles than seeing you right now. Like, what? Like, no. Shalom Aleichem. Nice to see you. Right? We could practice together, guys. How are you? Do you know that this is what could really happen? And I'm telling you, as you get older and you have more on your plate, you have to be on at all times. At all times. You know, you could be in such a hectic moment, and somebody could have came to Eretz Yisrael. He wanted to visit you the whole time he was in Eretz Yisrael. He didn't have any time. He's about to go to the plane in 2 minutes, right? And you open the door to your office, and he sees you right then, and it was a crazy time, and now that's it. He doesn't have any other time he's going to see you. He's just going to remember your face of just how excited you were to see him. And if you're excited, he goes back a happy camper. If not, I'm not going back to the Mashgiach anymore. Came all the way from... That's not fair. What do you want from me? I'm a human being. And I'm telling you, this sounds like what? I'm telling you, every person who starts working on this will see that there's a whole new world of communicating to people, of being aware of who of your face. The Chovas Halvavas, right? One of the oldest Musar Sfarim. It's like 1,000 years old. Chovas Halvavas. He says in Shar Precious, he says, a person who's a chassid is evil belibo. He has some things in his life that are difficult, that are painful. Vitzahalu panav, and he has a shine on his face. Why does he say that? Well, it's an interesting thing. Evil belibo tzahalu panav. Because he's always thinking that his face is the reshus harabim. That his face is for other people. Let's go deeper now. Now we're going deeper. We're just getting warmed up over here. Okay, only... This is a raya that Torah is mishamayim. No, how could you have so much material just to talk about smiles? We really could go on for much longer than we're allotted because the Torah just keeps going and going. But the Torah has so much to say about this. Let's see. Says the Gemara in Ksubis on Kuf Yud Aleph. Omer Reb Yochanan, Toiv Hamalbim Shinayim Lechaveiroi Yoiser Mimashkeu Chalov. This is really interesting. What's the word for smiling in Chazal? Greater is someone who whitens his teeth to his friend. This is a very strange lashon. He whitens his teeth to his friend more than giving him a cup of milk. Okay? You guys like milk? Right? Milk is not my favorite. I mean, if there's a donut with it, I like milk. But if someone says that smile or a cup of milk, you know, no, sir, more than a cup of milk. This is a chazal. What's this? What's milk going on here? What's going on? Yoiser mimashkeu chalav. Shenemar v'leben shinayim mechalav. It's a pasuk by the bracha that Yaakov gave to Yehuda. And they darshan leben shinayim mechalav. Don't say leben shinayim, ela libun shinayim. Whitening your teeth is greater than milk. Okay? What's going on in this chazal? I have a couple questions. We'll start with two. First of all, what's this whitening of teeth, okay? And second of all, what's this milk business? If I was writing this chazal, I would write, Godol halibun shinayim yoiser me alfei zov kesef. Millions of dollars. That's an impression. More than milk? I don't know of a single other chazal. I challenge you, and I'm always up to find new chazals. Okay, I'm still making my way through them. But I've never heard of Chazal ever saying something is greater than a cup of milk. And simply, I'll tell you why. Because milk, you'll excuse me, is not so exciting. Right? So obviously, there's a deep thing going on in this Gemara that smiling is greater than milk. Right? This is a great ad for Delwood Milk. We'll tell them there's a Chazal that you can like put everywhere in New York, in all of the world. Right? Milk. Does a body good. Okay. So let's understand this. There are levels. First, there are levels in the way we experience people's reactions. You see someone in the hall, right? There's totally ignoring them. Ouch. Right? Right? Everybody, like, you have to get used to this, right? Especially if you live in a dorm. You can't just totally ignore someone. You need to at least give them the nod. The nod is... That's enough. Just, you exist. We can't talk now. I'm not really interested. You're not really interested. We're both running, but you exist. So you go, that's fine. That's one thing. Then there's the smirk. The smirk is for someone you're a little closer with. You go, right? The mouth goes slightly up. Okay? That's something. Good. Then there's a smile. Right? And then there's teeth. Teeth is, I didn't wear my retainer, so it's not as good as everybody else's, but I'll try. My bite is terrible. Teeth is a higher madriga. And I'm not telling you right now the depth behind this. If we have time, I'll tell you. But we see clearly that when you give someone your teeth, and not only that, if the teeth are yellow, it's one experience. It's still a good experience, by the way. But if they're white, it makes an even better impression. It's a fascinating thing. It's hard to keep those teeth white. It's hard to keep them white. There's one guy in a certain place in Yerushalayim, I don't know, he collects money for things, and he has eerily white teeth that, like, they seem like they're like glow in the dark. And I really am spooked out by him because I really think that he got it done because he knows that it's like, he's like, it really freaks me out. And I just saw him last week. I really wanted to grab him like, I know you got the dentist to do this to you, right? Because it's like part of his system. He's like, he knows the power of a smile, I think. Maybe I'm just a little too creative, but I think I got him. But this is the idea of a smile. And it increases. The more ha'aris panim, the more excited you are, the better the person feels. What's yoser me mashkeu chalav? More than milk. What is that? It's very simple. Milk is the most basic form of sustenance that a person has. Right? When a child comes to the world, milk just keeps it going, and there's so many vitamins in it, and it's the most essential thing to build the body. Listen to how to read a chazal. You'll read this, you'll say, why didn't I think of this? So obvious. Chazal are saying the following amazing thing. It says there are a lot of people who love to do good things for people. They love to help people. They see somebody drowning, they love to pull them out, right? They see somebody who doesn't have a meal, they love to give them a meal. They do those types of things. That's called building the body. Building the body. It's just like giving someone milk. You're building them as a body. Then there's building someone's self-esteem, someone's feeling of how their self-worth. That's called building their nefesh, building their soul. When you smile at somebody, you build them. You build them. And I practice this because since I learned this, I watch. Whenever I smile bigger, it naturally causes someone to like light up bigger. I don't always have the time to do it, and it has to be genuine too. You can't just fake people out. But it gives a certain chiyus where the person doesn't even realize it, but it's this man is older than me and he recognizes me and he's happy that I just passed by him. I'm alive, I'm big, I can do, I can conquer. All from a smile, you inject in the nefesh something incredible. Toiv libun shinayim, better is a smile, yoser mimashkeu chalav. If someone wants to invest in helping people, they should build them as people, not just inject them with vitamin D. It's more, this is where a person should be in their life, is if they can give someone nutrients, the best type of nutrients are making someone realize that they're a winner. Making someone realize that you're happy that they're here. Sometimes you find people, they run gemachs, right? A gemach, they lend out money, and these gemachs are very interesting, and there's some gemachs, you walk in there, and everyone who walks in there is in need, right? because they're in need. They need a loan. And you can walk into a gemach and you see Malachi Hashem sitting there. Malachi Hashem, they're so happy to help you. And you walk out, you feel like a winner. You feel like a winner, even though you need money, right? People come to gemachs for many heavy reasons. They have a chasana that they can't afford, or they're trying to fix their house that needs to be fixed, and they don't know where the money's going to come from, and the bank's interest is too much for them. They're coming, and they're feeling in some way needy, right? Someone comes and treats them like they're a king, right? That's called libun shinayim. And then you'll go, you could end up, it should never be, you go into one of these places, and the person's a volunteer for a gemach, which means he's spending his whole life doing chesed. But he's snapping at everybody and making everyone feel like 2 cents. Chazal are saying, you're in the wrong industry. That's called someone who's just serving milk. Libun shinayim. There's a whole way of giving over to someone on such a higher madrega. Yoiser mimashkeu chalav. And the truth is, it's a Rambam in Hilchas Tzedakah. The Rambam writes something that is astounding. Kol hanoisin tzedaka, Perek Yud Halacha Dalet. Kol hanoisin tzedaka la'ani b'sever panim ros. Someone who gives an ani money with a grumpy face. Get out of here, I'm trying to learn morning seder. Right? Right? Uponav kavushos bekarka. And he doesn't even lift his head to the guy. Just stop bothering me already. Here's your money. Goodbye. Afilu nasin lo elef zuhuvim. Imagine somebody came into our base medrash collecting staka, staka, hotagudu shabbos, you know, he's coming around and you give him a check for $5,000. But you give it to him like this. Right? So you think like they're going to write in an art scroll book about you, like he's the hidden tzaddik because he pretends he's not doing something, and then the guy's going to be on his way home all sad and he's going to look at the check and go, wow, that man's a tzaddik. Well, right? Good story for an art scroll book. Right? No. You know what the Rambam says about such a person? Avad schusay vihifsida. He doesn't even get a mitzvah for this tzedakah. Avad schuso vihifsida. What? That sounds unfair, right? Let's at least cut a deal with Hashem, right? I'll get a mitzvah for him being so excited to see that check on the way home, right? And I'll just not get extra points for the smile and that happy face. No, you know what the pshat is over here? What's the purpose of tzedakah? You know what the purpose of tzedakah is? To build people. To build people. There are levels of tzedakah. The highest level of tzedakah is to give someone a job. You know why? Because you're giving him self-worth. That's the highest level in the Rambam. Because you're giving him self-worth. He doesn't even have to feel like a taker. But when you give somebody something, and you give them a cup of milk, but you make him feel like a jerk, you're a steerer to what the Torah had in mind over here. The Torah wants you to inject people with real worth. It's very nice that you want him to just have technically enough money, but you missed the entire boat. You're one of these people with this who's officially volunteering for some organization, and everything you do gets everybody upset. You're totally imbalanced. So much so that Hashem is not interested in giving points out for such tzedakah. So backwards. It's so backwards. And really, it's an avaster of Nasan, which Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita says is the makor for the Rambam, and the Radbaz brings a different makor. But this is the makor that Rav Chaim holds in Kiryas Melech. Says the avaster of Nasan, this is Chazal in the avaster of Nasan, Hevi mekabels kol adam b'sever panim yafas. You should greet everyone with a beautiful countenance. Ketzad, melamed, she nasan adam l'chaveru kol matanas toiva sheba oilam. You give someone everything their heart desires. Uponav tvushim ba'aretz. But you don't give them a good feeling from your face. Malav akosuv kilu lo nasan lo klum. It's like you didn't give him anything. Aval, a mekabels chaveru b'sever panim yafas. Watch this. The Rambam doesn't bring this. Somebody who is mekabel chaveiro b'sever panim yafas, afilu lo nasan lo klum. A guy comes to you and says, I have a chasana this week. right? You don't give him anything. You don't have anything on you. You're not capable. But you look at him and say, Reb Yid, mazel tov. I'm sorry I don't have money. But I want you to have a good simcha, and Hashem should wish you the best. Afilu lo nasan lo klum, mala av akasav kilu nasan lo kol matana shebaolam. It's considered like you gave him all the money for the chasana. Why? Because you built him. You built him. You said, Reb Yid, I understand you're going through something. You're a winner. And you inject him with a feeling of worth, with a feeling of being somebody. The Rambam's saying an amazing thing. This is a halacha in Hilchas Tzedakah. This is what the Rambam's being mechadish, that there's no such thing as being someone who's not through and through. In the heart, in the face, there's a balance over here that a person has to get to. Now I want to, there's a lot to talk about, but we're not going to talk about all of it. But there's a lot to talk about. I now want to discuss something else that bothered me for years, okay? This chazal, okay? Toiv libun shimayim yoser mimashkei l'chalav. Where do we learn that smiles are better than milk? From where? From Yaakov Avinu's bracha to Yehuda. From Yaakov Avinu's bracha to Yehuda. Okay? Can I ask you a question? It's very nice that Chazal want to learn Musar, but give me a break. Yaakov had this in mind when he was talking to Yehuda. If you read the Pesukim, it's just talking about how everything's going to be flourishing like milk and like wine. That's not what it's talking about over there. Chazal got very creative. It says, Leben Shinayim. Don't read it Leben Shinayim, but read it Libun Shinayim, a smile. Why are they getting a drasha from over here? Because they were able to pull it off? Chas v'shalom, that's not because Chazal understood that there was something about what Yaakov Avinu was communicating to Yehuda. To Yehuda. Who was Yehuda? Yehuda is Malucha, is being a king. Is being a king. Yaakov Avinu is teaching the yisod of leadership to Yehuda. He's saying over here, you want to run Klal Yisrael. You want to have a malucha. You want everybody to be in your kingdom. You have to appreciate every person. You have to be a Libun Shinayim Dicker. A Libun Shinayim Dicker. And the Rambam says this. The Rambam in Hilchos Malachim writes about a king. He writes in Perek Beis of Hilchos Malachim that what does a king have to do? The king has to be chonen umerachim. He has to be compassionate. V'yachus al kovod katan shebiktaneihem. He has to be careful with the honor of the most dinky shebidinky shebidinky people in his medina. Right? This is the totally different between our malchus and the malchus of goyim. Right, a king is supposed to be all the way on high. Says the Rambam, no. You're going to be a leader. You have to be concerned about the kavod. It means a king can't insult the worth of anyone in Klal Yisrael. Katan shebiktanim. The smallest person, the king has to show him how he's a winner. How the king believes in you. And the Chovas Halvavas in Shar Kniyah says something incredible about this. He says, Shalu echon min hachachamim. They asked one of the wise people, Bameh ha-yisa adon l'chol b'nei derecha. How'd you become a master over your generation? This is an unusual lashon. What's a master over your generation? It sounds like, to me, a master of your generation is a leader of men. A master, adon al-chol b'nei derecha. Everybody just wants to do whatever you say. Leadership, right? Leadership. He says the following. Mipnei shelo pagati echamim. I never met someone. Shelo ra'isi lo maila yisera alai. That I didn't find that person had something better than me. Never. Imaya yoser chacham imeni. Hayisi omer yari elokim yoser imeni. Listen to chachmasa al chachmasi. Im katan imeni b'chachma. If he's not as smart as me, I would say, well, he's not as responsible for his actions, and I'm wiser, so I'm more responsible. If he was older than me, I'd say he has more mitzvahs. If he was younger than me, I'd say he has less averus. Any person I saw, I always saw as above me. And then he ends off with this, Lo zazti lechavdam kulam. I honored everyone. And he says, v'chein amru. This is what Chazal meant. Hevidanis koladam lekafschus. Give everyone the benefit of doubt. I hear that. It makes sense because he's such a positive person. Then it says, v'hevi mekabo is koladam besever panim yafas. And greet everyone with a smile. Excuse me. That's not what it says here. It says that he smiled. Didn't say that. It says he never met anyone that he didn't find a mila. That's exactly what a smile is, Rabotai. That's exactly what you're communicating. When you smile at people, you give them that feeling that I feel you're worth it. That I feel you're worth it. And we'll end with one amazing nekuda. We'll end with one amazing nekuda. Chazal say another thing, okay? They don't just say that you should smile. They also say that you should say shalom, which is you should say hello to people, right? But they say something else. There's something called being makdim shalom, being the first to say hello. The Gemara says about Reb Yochanan. Gemara in Brachos. Daf Yud Zayin. That no one was makdim shalom to Reb Yochanan. Afilu nachri shebashuk. Even a guy. No one ever said hello to Reb Yochanan before he said hello to them. What does that mean? You know, you get the impression that Reb Yochanan ben Zakkai, so he was like in a parade going like this all day, right? I've never seen a gadol who does that, right? But it says in the Gemara, right? It says that that's what he did. That's what he did. So what's pshat? What's pshat? So Chazal say this in other places. Chazal say in Brachos on Daf Vav. They say the following. Amar Rabbi Chelba, Amar Rabbi Huna, Kol Shiyodei B'chaver Shu Ragal Yitin Lo Shalom. If you know somebody says hello to you. Yitin Lo Shalom. You should be makdim lo shalom. You should say hello first. Shnember bakish shalom v'radfeyu. Okay. Be the first to say hello. What's going on over here? And the Mishnah says, have you makdim shalom l'chol adam? The answer is, and we all know this, right? You go to a simcha and you see somebody from camp. Right? He's on the other side of the base, of the chasana hall. Right? And it's not camp from this year. It's camp from a few years ago. Okay? So now we play like an amnesia game. Like, it's possible that I don't remember you and you don't remember me, right? And now we play the hello game. And this happens all too often. What's going on? Who's gonna be the first one to say hello? Then he says hello to you, feel dumb. You're like, oh, right, yeah, I knew you, all right. I'm like, what are you, like, you're not 90 years old, your memory's fine. It's like, oh, right, you slept next to me, right? Yeah, oh, right, we were best friends, yeah. What happened over here? We all do this. Do you realize we all do this? There's a very simple reason, and you'll realize the Torah is Misinai, that the Torah is calling us out on this. Whoever is the first one to say hello is the one who's saying that the other one's a winner. Because if I go over to you and say hello, saying, I'm happy you're here. I'm happy that I see you. It's been 2 years since camp. Shalom Aleichem. And you're the one who gets to feel honored. And naturally, a person wants to be the one who's recognized and not willing to recognize others. You think Reb Yochanan ben Zakkai, you think he said hello to every guy in the shuk? It says no. There never was a guy who would say hello to Reb Yochanan that he wouldn't say hello first. A doorman. Right? A doorman. Right? If Reb Yochanan, he would go into a building in Manhattan, right? And the guy who goes, good morning, sir. Reb Yochanan would be, good morning, sir, before him. Like, and they'd have a contest, but always, he got the good morning first. Why? Because there's a tension. There's somebody here who has to acknowledge somebody. He was always the first when there was somebody to acknowledge. Stop walking the streets of Manhattan where there's nobody has any havamina of playing this hello game. He wasn't waving in the streets. It was where there's a hello game. I'm going to show you that I value you more. That I'm going to make you feel like a winner. And this is something that we have to be conscious of. It's a great way of creating real deep energy of hatava. There are people who are in such low levels of gmilas chasadim. They just want a mishpacha article written about them, that they come up with some interesting idea of saving people. They're missing the boat. They can inject people with good feeling, and something's holding them back. And you can practice this. Practice the levels, the smirk, the smile, the, when you show the teeth, right? You can even, you know, start whitening your teeth a little bit and seeing what it is. Makdim shalom. Why does it say to be makdim shalom? Why the word shalom? Why do we say shalom to people? You know shalom's the name of Hashem? Why say the name shalom? You know what the word shalom means? The Maharal explains in Nesiva Shalom. Shalom means where I live in harmony with others. Where you have your space, I have my space, I respect where you are, you respect where I am, and we work together, we know we need each other, we're all on the same team. That's shalom. That's why you say shalom to people. What you're saying is essentially, Reb Yid, I need you, I value you, and we're a team. And this is high-level Bein Adam L'Chaver. We should all be zocha to this Libun Shinayim. And in the schus of this Libun Shinayim being Mekayim V'alach Bedrachav, Hashem should be Meir or Panav Aleinu Al Kol Am Yisrael.